Miura Christou searched for years for the right school for her son Andreas, who has autism. From the public system to the private to hiring specialist help, no option seemed like the right one. She says things went from bad to worse.
He was spat on, he was kicked, he was, you know, pushed. And it got to a point where he would see his polo top and start trembling with fear because he didn't want to go to school anymore. It was very frustrating and it affected us all as a family.
The Christous eventually moved to Melbourne so their son could attend an autism-specific school. When they returned to Adelaide for family reasons, Fiora Christou says they found the educational options for their son still limited.
I think, though, just coming back and feeling so frustrated that the educational landscape hadn't changed one bit in our absence was unacceptable to me.
Ms. Christou began to research autism-specific schools, like the one her son had attended in Melbourne, and when she raised the idea with friends, the idea started to gain momentum. John Dagus was one of those friends.
This is where we came in. It was a group of friends who wanted to help Fiora. We put a board together. We lobbied the state government, who were really, really complimentary and really helpful in this process. And over the last 3-year period, with some grant funding to put an application together and to put a business plan together for the school, we were able to successfully get to a point where we were ready to open a school.
The group worked alongside Autism Spectrum Australia, which manages 8 schools in New South Wales, to bring the idea to life. Aspect Treetop School officially opened in Adelaide this month. John Dagus says it is the only one of its kind in the state, catering just for students with autism.
For us, it's still, you know, spine-tingling stuff. We didn't expect to get a school as quick as we did up. It is a difficult process. It's not something simple.
Autism Spectrum Australia Chief Executive Adrian Ford says the school is an alternate option for children with autism. He says in many cases it will act as a stepping stone into mainstream education.
And so what we've learned is that by offering this other opportunity, it's a real chance for the student to be able to develop their particular capabilities in an intensive educational environment.
Aspect Treetop School had 22 students enrolled at the time of its official opening. That is expected to triple by the start of the next school year. Fiora Christou says her son Andreas will certainly be among the new enrolments.
Yeah, no, we're very fortunate that he will be going. I'm very relieved.